Hello, and welcome to the South News Pipeline.
It's the 9th of February, and you've got the best presenters in town today.
I'm Catherine Mitchell from 10BB.
And I'm Roxy from 10TR.
Sports news for this week.
Another busy week with some notable results.
Chris Booker and Aaron Ray both competed in the Hereford and Worcester Cross Country Championship last weekend and performed superbly.
Chris came in first place, whilst Aaron achieved a very creditable 7th in the intermediate boys section.
Both have qualified for the national finals in Mansfield next month, so good luck to both and watch this space for updates.
The all-conquering Year 9 boys football team, as we all know, reached the last 16 of the National Cup and now know who they will face.
Attempting to block our path to the quarterfinals are Thomas Telford School, and this fixture will be played on February the 22nd. That's the Wednesday back from half term.
It will be played at Bromsgrove School, so any support will be appreciated and could make the difference.
The Year 9 boys basketball team played their first match this week and lost a closely fought game with North Broms, our local rivals.
North have been training and playing together for considerably longer than ourselves, so this result reflects very well on our boys and coaches, Mr. Colley and Mr. Bayliss, and bodes well for the future.
For info on training sessions, see either coach.
Finally, Year 9 rugby is taking a while to gather momentum.
Training is scheduled for Wednesdays, but poor attendance has forced these sessions to be cancelled so far.
There are plenty of club players at South, and you are expected at training after half term, so be there please.
Any queries, see Mr. John.
In summary, another good week.
Now some info from the RE department. Jesus Live.
Seeing is Believing by Lucy Darrell. On Wednesday the 1st of February, our class went to a Jesus Live lesson.
The classroom is a computer room with a huge TV at the front.
It is very modern and it also has surround sound.
They taught us about forgiveness, fear and rejection.
At the start of the lesson we watched a 3D video. We were all given some very cool 3D glasses.
After the video, we got on with the computer program. You could choose one of the three people commented on how the themes of forgiveness, fear and rejection affected them.
The three people had stories about real-life problems. We had to try and help people by using songs, the internet and the Bible.
My favourite part was listening to the music about forgiveness and, of course, using 3D glasses.
Jesus Live is run by the UK Christian charity.
The aim of Jesus Live is to show that Jesus is still important today. Okay. So,
why don't you come along the Great Quest Challenge? Are you up for it?
Would you like to take part in discussions on faith and spiritual issues from a Christian point of view?
Then please come and join us for 7 evenings with massive visuals, music, fun, chat, food as we search for the truth.
These events will be held at St Andrew's Hall, Littleton Avenue, Chafford, from 7pm to 9pm.
On Tuesdays, February 21st and 28th, March 7th, 14th, 21st and 28th, and April 4th.
The admission is free. And bring all your friends.
Get a ticket from the head of RE.
A quick reminder that this week we are being asked to think particularly about the meaning of being trustworthy and its consequences.
Now looking into the diary, a reminder that we have a key Stage 4 evening on the 23rd of February of this month.
Yes, but when's Easter?
Wait for it, there's an annual review day on the 24th.
Yes, but when's Easter?
And the Eisteddfod 24th of March.
Easter?
Starts the 8th of April.
Really?
Yes, really.
Oh, great.
Any more news?
Yes, Mr. Coven and Mr. Wilkinson invite their new members to join choir. It's all new material that's all related to the theme of TV.
Yep, choir is PSD into a bit of break on Mondays. Just turn up and sing up.
Great fun.
Mr. Coburn is still looking for one or two producers to script this show.
He's such a cool dude. Handsome, intelligent.
Slim, energetic. Hang on, who do you think wrote this?
I think so.
Okay, if you want to get involved in the show, just see Mr. Coburn in the music rooms.
Or I've heard he hangs around the hall on Thursday's break pretending to do a duty.
I think we're nearly finished.
Yes, don't forget to add your email to the mailing list at the top right hand of the audio page. Yes, we're going to say hello on a short video clip, so you can see us as well.
Our web music comes from the Podshow PodSafe Music Network. Have a look at music.podshow.com.
And finally, the first song this week is Shine by Kevin Reeves.
dead inside. I count to 10, but I can't find out where I hide. I need a remedy from this calamity. Somebody tell me. Why I just can't find the rhyme. Oh, I know something's gotta give. Something deep down inside of me that's been dying just to live. But I feel it underneath my skin. Time. I'm waiting for the day.
We end the show this week with Beggar's Town by Hollow Horse.
I've become what I most despise. Even I believed all my own lies. But I fooled no one. Now I'm biting my own tongue. I'm not often right, but once again I'm wrong. So prove blame on me. It doesn't matter anymore. You say the damage has been done. I see our love was already flawed. In Beggar's Town,
I was hoping I could forget. You are an illness to me now. There's no cure and I'm addicted to you yet. Who can I depend upon to get me out of this? You've got the sweetest smile, but such a poisonous kiss. My hands are shaking with rage. It's too late now to negotiate, for all the love has turned to hate, and it sinks without a trace. Put the blame on me, it doesn't matter anymore, 'cause I've been here so many times before. I feel ill and I'm heart sore. In Beggar's Town, none of this matters. In Beggar's Town, in Beggar's Town, in Beggar's Town.
It's been a great podcast, and we just want to say hope you have a great weekend and
a fun-loving Valentine!
Woo! See you next time on podcast. No, you don't press anything. Don't press anything. 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 No, you don't press anything. Don't press anything.